After the recent sentencing of Minneapolis policeman Mohammed Noor for killing Australian woman Justine Ruzcek-Daymond, Washington correspondent Connor Duffy reflects on the awful regularity of gun deaths and ruined lives in the US and the city that's become synonymous with gun violence.
Just bear with me. I'm going to read this as best I can.
In court, I exchanged what could be my final good morning to Don Daymond as he entered court to see the police officer Mohammed Noor, who killed his fiancée, sentenced. For almost 2 years, I've been covering this tragedy. This was my 10th trip to Minneapolis, a city where I've met many great people, but that's become synonymous for me with the devastation of gun violence. Since Justine was shot unarmed and in her pyjamas by the police, the very people she called for help, I've seen the devastating emptiness left by shootings right across this huge, amazing country. Don Daymond was asked to give the court a victim's impact statement.
How do I express the impact, the loss of my beloved, my dearest friend, my future wife-to-be, has on me in 3 to 5 minutes? How do I sum up the pain and the trauma of these last 23 months in this brief proceeding?
Despite the enormity of the task, in his eloquent way, Don Daymond did, his heartbreak revealed in a way that mirrors the pain of the others left behind by the more than 6,000 gun deaths so far already this year.
How can I provide the court the impact of a lost future? What would have potentially been 30 to 40 years filled with love, with family, with joy, with laughter? I cannot, except to say, the day of July 15th, 2017 was the last time I felt a sense of happiness, a sense of trust, and that everything could be okay.
Since my time in the US, I've covered the largest mass shooting in US history in Las Vegas, as well as a number of other shootings. I've had to get used to listening to the gunshots to see if the shooter is using a handgun, shotgun, or the dreaded AR-15, the semi-automatic rifle that almost always guarantees a shooting will be mass casualty. Rarely, though, do we follow these tragedies through to their end and the pain that people like Don have to grapple with for a lifetime.
When I met Justine, I knew she was my soulmate. I recognized her. It was a recognition of someone I felt I knew so well, yet had just met.
It was a heartbreaking and historic day, as Justine's killer became the first Minnesota police officer convicted of an on-duty killing. The next day, I flew home to normal life. I came back to blocked-off streets in Washington, D.C. for the annual Pride Parade, a bit like the Sydney Mardi Gras, and just had enough time to drop off my bags and head down the street. It was an absolutely beautiful summer afternoon, and we spent hours watching the floats and marches dance past. After covering shootings, though, I choose a spot to watch where we had a little bit of shelter and an escape route, an unfortunate habit I've developed in my time here. As the hours ticked by, we received a text from the friends who were waiting to march past, saying that people were running and there had been a shooting. We got home to try and find out what was happening. While a few hundred metres away, people were being injured, stampeding from what they thought was a gun. Local reports were unclear about the cause.
But in the nation's capital, there was panic and injuries. Here's Meg Oliver.
A false alarm at the Pride Parade sparked panic in the nation's capital Saturday.
It looked like a movie scene. It was really scary.
Police arrested a man for waving a BB gun around in the air. And despite early reports, it appears no actual shots were fired. Even so, there are times living here where it feels there's just no escape from gun violence. A week earlier, I'd returned to the bureau late on a Friday night after a disgruntled co-worker killed 11 colleagues in Virginia. It's sad that these events are so commonplace, they don't garner more than a couple of days' coverage anymore. It was a reminder, though, of the ongoing impact of the 18th century Second Amendment, which underpins America's loose gun laws, even on very modern events like Pride festivals. And as much as I love reporting from this big, beautiful country, which is far more complex and interesting than I ever could have imagined, I will not miss the breaking news alert or fearful call from a source or friend that yet another family is preparing for a lifetime of grief.
It is a tough gig sometimes. US correspondent Connor Duffy there reporting in Washington.